This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we are on Friday, April 7th, 2023. About to hand the baton to the great researcher and author, Jay Dyer. Tells what's coming up here in a moment. But as I've said 1,000 times, we're not in beta anymore. We're in operational new world order. And they want the future. They want the technology humans are able to build. They want to get rid of most of us. And you've just got to understand, this isn't one of the 1,000 flavors of political movements. This show and what we do is under attack because we know what we're talking about. And we're on target. And that means all our guests, the millions of listeners, all of us are a family. Black, white, old, young, Hispanic, Asian, doesn't matter. We are all under attack, and we have to understand that and know that and be aware of that and realize that a really evil force that wants to control the future is not in full control, but is trying to get full control right now. So I cannot stress to you enough how precious this time is. Now, the good news is, 10 years ago, there I could count on one hand prominent people that were had a big audience talking about this. Now I try to think about it, it's thousands of people that have prominent, huge million-person audiences. And there are millions of people that have audiences, hundreds of thousands. And what we're talking about is now the mainstream discussion. So we've moved the ball a long way. But we haven't won yet. We have to build an alternative future and an alternative plan for humanity that people need to then accept and dial into. We can't just oppose the New World Order. We've got to have a plan that the people can see that they can join or hear what their plan is. And that's really what my job is. So I want to go to Jay Dyer here and ask him what is about to come up. In the next hour, and in about 58 minutes, Owen Schroyer is going to be taking over with the war room. But people ask, who's going to fight? Who's going to stand up? Who's going to resist? Well, we're here. And you, watching or listening, this isn't some pat on the head or patronizing thing. Oh, you're important. No, you're all important. You're everything. You are who are tuned in. You are the people that actually care. You're the people that want to be part of the future. You want to chart your own destiny. You don't want to be a slave. And you are what they fear. When Trump says it all the time, it's totally true. They're not coming after me. They're coming after you. They've got to get through me. So I want to bring Jay Dyer in right now so that he can give us a little hors d'oeuvre or prelude or little trailer, first look, or synopsis of what we're about to hear in the next hour. Jay Dyer, we're going to break in a minute and a half. You've got the floor. Jay's analysis. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing me back. I always love hosting the fourth hour. Be sure and support InfoWars by going to the InfoWars store and getting those products and keeping the tip of the spear on the air in the midst of all these attacks. And I thought today what we talk about is a little more of the history of Dr. John Coleman's book, The Conspirator's Hierarchy, The Story of Committee of 300, which Alex has referenced quite a bit in the last few weeks. And we did a podcast on that recently. And I got to look back at this book, which I haven't looked at in many, many years. And I forgot how good it was. I forgot how much information, how predictive it was, and how it ties into a lot of the other texts that I've been lecturing through and covering lately, such as this excellent History of Gladio by Paul Williams, which I finished. And you might think, well, what does the Cold War and Gladio have to do with right now? It seems disconnected. It has nothing to do with people self-mutilating and people. No, actually, it has a lot to do with it, because the entities behind the operations in the Cold War are the same entities that you see involved in the Ukraine operation, because NATO and these groups that supported what amount to the SS, these kinds of things, that was all part of Gladio. The reason that there are tiny mustache man followers in Ukraine goes back to Operation Gladio. And a lot of that also ties into this, the Tavistock Institute. And so we're going to be talking about Tavistock, which Dr. John Coleman wrote a lot about, which was mind control, psychological warfare. And don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show.
They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of jaysanalysis.com. I'm also on YouTube. I'm also on Rockfin. I'm also on Twitter. I'm also on Instagram. All those different outlets. Be sure and follow me on all of those. Rumble as well. You know, I've been reading all these great Cold War texts and going back and looking at some of those writers that were writing in the 80s and 90s, warning us about what was coming in this New World Order, this technocratic agenda that they had planned. You know, we've lectured through tons of books, Anthony Sutton, Carol Quigley, all of these academics that have been saying what would come, some pro, some con. And one of those books that was more of a critique was by the alleged former MI6, MI5 spy master, John Coleman. And he wrote the book, The Committee of 300. So a little bit about that book, because it was published, I think, in the early 90s, 1992. And he said, look, I was in a lot of these meetings, and in these meetings, we have people who were planning a future technocratic world government. And he said, you know, I didn't realize that when I was recruited into intelligence work, that what was really going on behind the scenes at places like Cambridge and Oxford and Harvard, Yale, the Eastern Seaboard elite, the Anglo-American establishment, what they were planning was actually a completely different style of living, that all of life would change, that we would undergo tumultuous, crazy changes in the coming decades that would lead us out of what we consider, you know, normal, healthy, traditional ways of living, having families, going to church, having and running a business, passing on your inheritance. Literally everything would be changed because there was a coterie of groups, including entities like the Club of Rome, which planned the future global revolution known as the Green Revolution. And in their documents that they published back, in the 70s all the way up in the 90s, they argued that we would have an austerity future, a future where it would not be based on production, but on limited resources, resource scarcity. And I want to get to that agenda because that's what's rolling out right now. We are right now living in the era of what Dr. John Coleman talked about in regard to these documents of the Club of Rome. And he says that the people behind the scenes were precisely people like Dr. Henry Kissinger. At the beginning of Dr. John Coleman's book, he talks about an operation that was run by all these same people, including Henry Kissinger, in Italy. And that was known as, at that time, he said it was just the secret operation where the CIA, together with organized crime, Sicilian mafia, had concocted a plan to fund their black ops through drug money. And he says that this was discovered by many secret society members being leaked throughout the 70s and 80s in Italy and throughout Europe. We now know today that this was Operation Gladio, because Gladio wasn't known until about 1990 in terms of what it really was and what it was about. Now, the auspices of Gladio seem plausible. They seem sensible. Hey, why don't we have a secret army, a bunch of cells, a few thousand people trained throughout Europe and other countries to stave off a future potential Soviet invasion? So maybe Stalin, maybe Khrushchev, maybe later Soviet leaders are going to try to invade and establish a Soviet government. We better have a stay-behind unit And the means and methods that they used were the recruitment of certain organized crime figures in certain Masonic societies, namely the P2 Lodge in Italy. The P2 in Italy and the CIA used the Vatican Bank as their chief operation for money laundering. They had other banks as well. They set up numerous shell companies, numerous shell banks. And again, that's a big part of Gladio. Of course, Paul Williams covers it in his book, Operation Gladio. Now, why are we talking about, again, all this Cold War stuff? Because you can't understand where we are now without understanding the real architecture and breakdown of the Cold War. And while it's true that there's a potential or some kind of danger that might have come about through the popularity of communism, we know in Italy at this time that the Christian Democratic Party was beginning to lose adherence and communism was on the rise. And not only does Paul Williams talk about that, Dr. John Coleman talks about that in the late 70s, early 80s. And so we have these operations that Kissinger and other entities basically ran in Italy, where they staged the kidnapping of of Aldo Moro. They did all these operations to make communism look bad. Now, communism was bad. I'm not saying it was good. But we have these entities that are basically big crime syndicates, right? It's two different organized crime syndicates, you could say. You could say the Communist Crime Syndicate versus the Gladio Crime Syndicate, NATO Crime Syndicate. And one thing that we know is that the people behind Gladio, the people behind the so-called right wing, were also all of these Club of Rome people pushing for a future great reset, a future austerity. For example, John Coleman says the Club of Rome conspired through umbrella organizations, and they achieved a marriage between the Anglo-American establishment and the old black nobility families of Europe. So this would be like, you know, the King of England and all these groups, right? The so-called nobility in London, Venice, Genoa. The key to their successful control was to create and manage and savage economic economic recessions and then eventual depressions. So they actually do intend eventually to blow up economies. And he says that the Committee of 300, which he's just calling that the kind of, if you know about David Rothkopf, he wrote a book about the rulers of the world. He's from the Kissinger group. He wrote another book about running the world. And it's basically, he talks about a 6,000 people managerial class that runs the planet. That's a mainline academic, again, coming from under the Kissinger group. Then above that, Dr. John Coleman posits, there's another 300 people that kind of tell these people what to do. And amongst that group, you could figure out who it is. It would be people like, you know, Prince Charles, the Queen of England, Lord Rothschild. It would be, you know, people like Henry Kissinger, Zbigniew Brzezinski. So that's that coterie of the top controllers. And these are the people that all have similar positions in groups like the CFR, Trilateral Commission, Club of Rome, RAND Corporation, Stanford Research. They sort of go in and out of all of these entities. And that's publicly on record. That's why the members of Bilderberg are the same people in Trilateral, the same people in CFR. That's who runs the planet. So we're talking about the top CEOs of the Fortune 100. We're talking about the top think tank planners and social engineers. We're talking about the Kissingers, the Brzezinskis. We're talking about the Jacques Attalis, the David Rockefellers. Okay. These are the top people, top men, right? Healing our planet. And we know that they have the same plan because they all openly say they have the same plan. Okay, this is not a theory. This is a fact. A theory is something that you theorize about that you have perhaps some evidence for. Maybe a little bit of evidence, maybe a lot. That is not a fact, because a fact is something that is objectively the case. And all of the people that are involved in this have written countless books, which we've lectured through, 60, 70 of them now. Many of them, white papers, think tank documents, actual big geopolitical texts. We've lectured through many of these, and there's absolutely no doubt that there is this overall overarching plan. And we've talked about all the different groups because they're also all public. And one reason we know this, the same guy running the Gladio operations, for example, basically at the tip top, I'm talking about the Kissinger people up at the top of that, State Department Memorandum 200. We need to bring in austerity to bring down the population of the third world. And under the Nixon administration, that's not the only instance. In fact, under the Nixon administration, Kissinger was promoting and pushing all of these papers and memorandums, for population reduction because he works for the Rockefeller Foundation, just like everybody else that pushes population control works for these same entities publicly. State Department Memorandum 200, reducing global population. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to get it done that year. These are long-term plans, long-term actuary plans, right, about how to achieve these events. And he says that a lot of these people consider themselves to be the wise men of the West or the Olympians. In other words, comparing themselves to the gods of Olympus, right? We're talking about the Kissingers. We're talking about the George Bundys. We're talking about the George Kennans. We're talking about the Henry Kissingers. We're talking about the Brzezinskis. We're talking about John McCloy. We're talking about all of these high-level CFR planners and strategists. Cyrus Vance. We're talking about all these kind of people, right? With a single plan to bring in a single technocratic world government. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to figure out how all those plans matter.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm just rifling through all of these old foreign affairs magazine or journal texts, and here's an old one from 1972, which features a really interesting article by old Z Big himself. Sit down and shut up. How the Cold War was played by Zbigniew Brzezinski. And this was in 1972 when he was laying out the strategies up till that time. And the amazing part is that, you know, Zbigniew Brzezinski then took over Cold War machinations and operations, and recruited the Mujahideen, the what would later become Al Qaeda, to fight the Soviets in Afghanistan. And we know that the focal point of Afghanistan is not just a geostrategic area, but it's also a drug poppy region. And after the U.S. in you know, post 9/11 invasion of Afghanistan, we had the explosion of heroin production from 200, 300 tons a year to something like 5,000. Remember Geraldo interviewing troops. Those clips are still on YouTube. You can find them from Fox News. U.S. troops guarding the opium. And you listen to the troops, and they say, well, we're going to burn all this opium, this billion-dollar crop. We're going to plant cucumbers. Give me a break. Cucumbers. Who believes that? What is the plan of these Olympians, these titans, these technocrats? What do they want to set up? Well, Dr. Coleman says, here's a helpful list of the things that you will see. Again, this is written in 1992. He says, based on the plans of these elite, he says that they will eventually, number one, create a one-world government where there will be a unified church and a unified monetary system. So Dr. Coleman is one of the few people who understands the importance of this one-world religion that they're pushing and promoting, something that we've talked about for many years. And in fact, Pope Francis has just inaugurated his a multi-faith center in Abu Dhabi, where the three world great monotheistic religions, as he says, Judaism, Islam, Christianity, will now merge into some kind of new hybrid thing, a new hybrid world religion, where all the world religions are basically tools of the superstate, the world technocratic order. Number two, the utter destruction of all national identity and national movements and pride. That, of course, is a huge move that's been pushed for the last several decades, the anti-American movement, the idea that any form of patriotism is itself evil, racist, right? The destruction of religion. Of Dr. John Coleman, and after there being a new world religion with no dogmas, we're told that Brzezinski says, quote, we will enter into a new age of technotronics, the technotronic technocratic era. And he says that this will basically create androids, cyborgs, and a version of humans that we've never seen before. In other words, transhumanism. Again, from Brzezinski's famous book, Between Two Ages. There will be an end to all industrialization and the production of nuclear energy into what they call a zero population, zero growth society. So this is that austerity that I'm talking about. This is that agenda for total energy control to put everybody in a communal living, everybody in a coffin apartment, everybody in a coom pod. And that's part of a larger agenda that we'll talk about here in a minute, which is the complete shutting down of everything. That's the eventual goal. So this deindustrialization will send all the production off to other countries. And, of course, remember NAFTA, remember GATT, remember TPP, all that stuff. That was part of this. That was pushing all of this. We will see the complete legalization of all drugs and all forms of pornography. That's already begun. We will see the movement of people out of wild areas and into large cities, ultimately for the goal of population control. So he's actually talking about the 15-minute cities. He's talking about the, basically running. It's living in an AI technocratic grid that you are controlled and tracked in these smart cities. There will be a suppression of all scientific development except for scientific developments deemed beneficial by the Committee of 300. Now, this we see in the book Brave New World, which I just lectured through that entire book chapter by chapter for my members if you want to go listen to the full breakdown, because this is I hadn't gone through Brave New World in probably 6 years. Going through it again, I was amazed at how much I missed. There's so much stuff in there that Huxley, an insider to all of this, he put in the book and said, this is a real story. This is not fiction. This is real. This is what they're going to roll out. And that's exactly what we see rolling out. And in regard to the suppression of real science, the suppression of actual, you know, health developments and all this kind of stuff, that's actually in Brave New World as well. The world socialist controller, Mustafa Mann, says that we can't give everybody, you know, the truth. Everybody can't handle these real scientific developments. We have to suppress this. We have to dumb down the population, right? It's, again, real world. It's not fiction. There will be strategic operations of an arc of crisis and strategy of tension, he says, throughout various countries, eventually leading to so much chaos that we can have means by which there will be an eventual depopulation by the year 2050. So they'll reduce the world population to 500 million and then down to 100 million by 2050. And that will be achieved through continual war, continual bio releases, continual everything you can think of. This is a Global 2000 report. And this was, you can look to high-level people like Cyrus Vance who are involved in the production of these kinds of documents. We should probably cover this Global 2000 report since we haven't done that one yet. The moral fiber of the nation must be demoralized and it must be destroyed through toxic culture. Now, this is where Tavistock comes into play. You heard me talk about Tavistock, and, you know, I've mentioned and analyzed the Daniel Estulin book on Tavistock so many times because it goes into the actual strategies of the various doctors, the various even people from the Frankfurt School, Marcuse, these weirdo figures that were really degenerate philosophers who engineered where we are now. We're talking about the 1960s counterculture, right? That's Estulin Institute. That's Tavistock Institute. It's engineering these ideas that Alvin Toffler, another one of the global elite, writes about. He wrote about in the 1970s and 80s, not just in Powership, but also in books like Future Shock. Future Shock is a Tavistock idea. It's a Tavistock terminology whereby they talk about shocking the population with such crazy, overblown information, so much change that you can't process it. And this creates a apathetic, malleable, pliable population. That's the purpose of the psychological warfare that Tavistock puts out. That's what this book is about. What has Tavistock published and what have they been involved in? Psychological operations, the promotion of scientism, the promotion of feminism, the Phoenix Program. They were all involved in all of these things. MK Ultra, studying shell shock dissociation, studying and promoting groupthink. Groupthink is a Tavistock operation. They also were involved in pushing and creating, promoting the vegan movement. Veganism is a Tavistock thing coming out of Stanford Research and Tavistock. Again, all covered in this book. But that's what Dr. John Coleman is talking about, is that These manuals, these books, Changing Images of Man by Harman, right? The Aquarian Conspiracy, Marilyn Ferguson. Right? Coleman talks about these. Don't go anywhere. We'll get more into the Aquarian Conspiracy.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I want to remind you that if you want to see me live, you can do so by going to my website there, and you'll notice there's a post at the top about two new live events that we have coming up. You can get tickets there, including June 3rd and 4th. Owen Schroyer will be present at that event, so that's going to be a lot of fun, as well as a host of other excellent researchers, artists, musicians, and comedians. And we're going through this discussion of the Tavistock Institute preparing what's called the Aquarian Conspiracy, and this was a book that was written in the 1980s. I think this was 1980. We have the documents, folks. We have the documents. 82, 3, somewhere in there. 1980 by Marilyn Ferguson. And although this book is titled The Aquarian Conspiracy, it's not actually a conspiracy text. In fact, she is a proponent of this completely new revamping and new way of doing all of life, where she says that everything's got to change. For example, women have got to be put into leadership roles. Men have got to become more feminine. We've got to have more new age stuff. We've got to change the churches. Values have to be inverted. Everything flips for what she calls value transformation. Instead of thinking of yourself as an individual who, you know, has a job and starts a business or whatever, no, you're part of a collective and you're going to be living in a communal style of life. You're going to be part and parcel of a whole earth global transformation, the whole earth conspiracy. Now, again, this is not a conspiracy book. This is her promotion, and she's saying what we're doing is a conspiracy. But it's an open conspiracy in the words of H.G. Wells. It's the same plan. So that plan comes out of Tavistock, and Tavistock planned all of the promotion of the trans and Skittles stuff that you see today. Literally, look up the news the last 5 or 6 years. Spearheading this movement is the Tavistock Institute. Why? Why do they care so much about that? Because it promotes sterilization and the inability to have offspring. And it destroys families. Reducing families reduces population. That's all this is about. Everything is that. That's it. It's not hard to figure out what's going on. It's in all of these books. But I was just seeing some statistics the other day. I was blown away. I couldn't believe it, but now I can. I think something like 60% of students, like high school students, they can't even read. And they've never read a book. So we're at like totally, you know, Eloy Morlock situation almost from H.G. Wells, where it's like we're dealing with people who have never read a book and probably can't even read. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm saying literally that's what the statistics show. So they're not, even though this is in 100 different books that I can look at right now on my shelf, people are never going to figure this out, and they don't care, and they don't want to. And that's part of the point of the apology, right? When the philosopher tries to enlighten the people, they get mad, they want to stone him. Stop taking away our shadows on the wall. We don't want to know that. Dr. Coleman says that Tavistock was instrumental in engineering not just the sexual revolution, but the 60s countercultural revolution, because sex, drugs, and rock and roll were discovered to be amazingly effective means of social change, not for the positive, but to degenerate and destroy and toxify culture to make people more malleable for the technocratic global collective. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody who's a 60s counterculture musician was a bad guy. No. There were a lot of people who had good ideas and were authentic, organic musicians, but that got taken over and steered into the degenerate, controlled pop culture that you see today. Everybody making the all-seeing eye image. You're like, why are they all doing that? It's because they're all part of the same club, or they want to be members of this club. These are all the just pop stars thinking that they're being social climbers or whatever. When in reality, what's the first rule of all the revolutionary takeovers? It's amazing that people don't know this, or the people that do know it. And if you heard my lecture that I did on the famous NKVD interrogation of Christian Rakovsky, the Bulgarian socialist Trotskyite, when he was interrogated by Stalin's NKVD, they told him, you're going to die, or you're going to tell us what's really going on. And he said, all right, I'll tell you what's going on, because I know you're probably going to kill me anyway. And he said that basically this is all a scam. The capitalist, communist, monopoly capitalist, communist dialectic is run by the same people. And the ultimate goal is to allow monopoly capitalism to build the infrastructure, which will then be taken over by the revolutionaries, the true Trotskyite, true Luciferian revolutionaries. And they will get rid of their revolutionary guard. They will get rid of their dupes. Amazing. And then Stalin did the same thing. Stalin purged all of his immediate underlings. Why? Because you can't allow the people that participate in the selling out and destruction of the culture to go into the new power structure, because they just sold everybody out. So they're not reliable. And so the more devious and cunning technocratic elite know that their underlings are the first people that go. And And if you're familiar with the history of the French Revolution, you know that that's exactly what happened. French revolutionaries, they would all just purge the ones right underneath them when they came to power because they knew how devious and wicked the underlings were. And John Coleman is basically saying that this will lead to eventually the introduction of this technocratic order. Now, there's a lot of madmen out there. There's a lot of people insane, you know, in the government and the Biden, you know, these level people. But these level people, they're not really running things. And I would think that the whole Biden thing shows us that Biden isn't really running things. It's people like this, the Kissingers, the Brzezinskis, right? Now, Brzezinski's gone. Kissinger's very advanced in age. But the people at that level, that holdover sort of boomer power structure that's still holding the reins of power, they are still calling the shots. They still have the majority of the world's wealth, right? BlackRock, Vanguard type people. And he says that as we move through the plan of this high-level group, trilaterals and the CFR and all that, they have decided to manage all of these crises. This is where the model of Gladio, right? So we're not under Gladio. It's just the model of Gladio. What they did in the Cold War with Gladio. And by the way, I'm not just going from so-called, quote, conspiracy texts. This is actually just a PhD thesis. Daniel Ganser's book, Gladio, Secret Armies. So it's not like we're under the threat of some giant global right-wing Gladio thing. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the structures and techniques that Gladio perfected are the structures and techniques for how it's run today. So the Gladio secret armies are the same pattern and model for the radical ISIS Al-Qaeda models. You see, that's what I'm saying. The strategy of tension that was previously Gladio is now that kind of stuff. Now, we haven't heard a whole lot about ISIS, Al-Qaeda in the news lately. But, of course, any of that can come back at any moment because those are all hybrid warfare, proxy warfare strategies and techniques that can be used by the establishment when they need to roll them out. Likewise, we can see the strategy of tension, as I said, involved in the groups that are run in the Ukraine. And some of the people like the Galen Network, the Reinhard Galen Network, which is actually the origin of German intelligence, the BND, comes from the Galen Org, the Galen Network, who was recruited into working for the CIA after World War II by Dulles and Donovan. Very famous, very well known. And guess what? Galen, Otto Skorzeny, they train groups in the Ukraine, which are still there. That's why we have tiny mustache men, people, followers in Ukraine. There you go. That's the holdovers, the descendants of Gladio right there. That's how to make sense of all of this. Doesn't mean that we're being run by Italian Gladio World Cold War mobsters. That's not what's going on now. It's this, the technique, the plan, the strategy, the model is the same that's used in these groups. And if you don't understand that, then you're not going to understand how all of this stuff is controlled and run and works.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's House. We are talking about Gladio, and we're talking about how that's a pattern, a technique, a technology for disrupting social cohesion through false flags, through terror, through assassinations. And that was exactly what Gladio did throughout the Cold War. And we might think, well, yeah, but I mean, it was a Cold War, so, you know, you got to fight the bad guys. But it's like, wait a minute, this is all running black market stuff. It's all funded by heroin, global heroin trade. Who's the bad guy? Well, we got to do all that because the bad guys will do it. Okay, whatever. I mean, that's the thing, is that this whole world order was structured on drug money, money laundering, giant fake banks. And this model is what the CIA took from the older British model. Opium trade, right? Controlling the sea power, British Navy, these kinds of things. But the Anglo-American establishment just adopted that same older model of fiat banking, drug warfare, and that's exactly what explains where we are now. And now they want to seize and control the reins of tech. That's their key thing, because if we read in, Kissinger's world order, it's absolutely imperative that we control the technology to create the transhumanist future. So basically, that's what Kissinger says. He says, whoever controls the tech will control and run the world in the future. In other words, technocracy. So I've been reading through other books about this, like Patrick Wood's book that he wrote with Professor Anthony Sutton, Trilaterals Over Washington, which is about how the same group, that's the same as this, the same groups, not different, erecting a technocratic global government. That's the plan. Now, we're going through this step-by-step plan of Dr. Coleman. And the next one he says is that they will induce and create new cults. Well, that's something we've talked about for so many years. I wrote two books on all of these cults and how it plays out in Hollywood and right in all these movies. Go get my two books at my website. Go to the shop. You get signed copies, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2. I wrote two whole books on this, and I'm working on a third book on that. Go get those at Jay's Analysis, the shop. And he says that these cults will be run by and promoted by a lot of the counterculture, right? Oh, yeah, let's get into the counterculture. Let's get into meditation. All that is funnel people into all of these cults, which are run by this same power structure. Not every cult, but many of the cults, right? And this is why when we look at Jonestown, we see these odd patterns of, you know, CIA popping up there and mind control and all this kind of stuff at Jonestown and the shady background that Jim Jones has. So go to my YouTube channel. I just did an interview with a guy who wrote a big piece on the history of Jonestown, uncovering new information. That's on the top of my YouTube channel. Go watch that. We went really deep into that. And he says that we will build up the cult of aberrant versions of Christianity. He says that the establishment will promote aberrant versions of Christianity to change it, right, to move Christianity into the global government, along with the other groups that they control, such as the Muslim Brotherhood. He says that even at this time, that weird mind control cults like Muslim Brotherhood, like ISIS, Al-Qaeda, these kinds of things, he says that they are modeled like Jim Jones-style cults and like Son of Sam-type cults to create assassins, to create crazy patsies that will go out and do crazy things. Those are great breeding grounds for recruiting these creeps and weirdos and, you know, basically mentally deficient people who are in cults that are then unstable and manipulated into do radical actions or terror actions or assassinations, right? And we see the same thing with the recent shooting in Nashville, right? People who have mental problems, mental instability. I don't know if that person was in a cult, but you could say that the whole thing is basically a cult. I mean, essentially the whole normie world, the NPC world, is a giant cult. Just look at the last 3 years of COOF. Trust the science. Put your mask on. Take your mask off. Put it on. Take it off. Off, on, off, on, off, on. Take it off. Put it on. Put it on and take it off. Trust the science. All right. What did Fauci do? Literally just gaslighting everybody every day. Changing it. Contradicting himself. That's cult mentality. Export liberation theology and liberation feminist movements across the world. Oh, we got to go in all these countries to help the women. Oh, we're there to help free the women from oppression. Meanwhile, this power structure is intent on destroying women and destroying their identity and destroying population, destroying children, which is what women do. Women birth children. Now, that's a revolutionary statement, right? Like Brave New World says that in the future, you can't say women give birth to kids. But here we are. 16, collapse the existing world economies to engender political chaos and then to integrate it into this CBDC global fiat Fed coin. Now, he says that they would push this cashless stuff. He was writing this back in the 80s and 90s, so he was way ahead of time, right? Absolutely. Here we are, BIS, Fed coin, all coming now. Right, Bank for National Settlement, the giant triple chin dude said that we will have Fedcoin, and we'll shut your wallet off when you're a bad boy. Take control of domestic policies in the U.S., that is the CFR and the elite controlling all domestic policies, including at the state level, so they want to undermine the state firewall. Give full support to international bodies such as the UN, International Monetary Fund, BIS, and the World Court. And that's exactly what we saw in the last 3 years. Oh, we got to listen to the UN. The CDC is going to pass on and hand off. We just do whatever the UN tells us. And who tells them what to do? Oh, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill Gates. So we do what they say. Why? Because they say so. Says who? Them. Why do we follow them? Because they say so. penetrate and subvert all the governments. Now, this sounds, oh, that's conspiracy theory. That's so conspiratorial. How is Dr. Coleman saying that they plan to penetrate and subvert all the world governments? Oh, and what did Klaus say last year? We will penetrate the continents of the world. We will penetrate them all. We will have our minions
in all of the world's governments and parliaments. And didn't he say, oh, and we now already control most of the world's parliaments? Remember he said that? Hello? So this wasn't a conspiracy theory. This was a plan. Organize and control worldwide terror groups, including entities like Red Brigade, entities like ISIS, Al-Qaeda, right? All these crazed radical cult groups that then become terror groups. And that's exactly the purpose of Gladio. So now, remember, they didn't know the name of Gladio when this book was written. And yet Dr. Coleman talks about, for example, P2 being involved in the death of Grace Kelly, the actress, who married King Rainier, Prince Rainier of Monaco. And why did it? Well, Prince Rainier made the Illuminati confirm mad because there was a dirty deal that went down in regard to P2 having and Gladio moving heroin into Monaco. And that was organized and run, according to Dr. Coleman, by Kissinger. And I guess Prince Rainier didn't do exactly what he was supposed to do. And so that's what, according to Dr. Coleman, led to the demise of Grace Kelly. Now, that's a theory, right? That's a theory. However, that this was going on in Monaco and that there was P2 and all this, that is not theory. In fact, one of the famous books that was considered wild conspiracy theory back in 1985 when it was written is the famous David Yalit book, In God's Name, which is a book investigating the Vatican Bank, the P2, the CIA, and the suspicious death of Pope John Paul I, who was Pope for 33 days. And then he mysteriously died of what they call a heart attack, but appears to have been probably a poisoning. Now, what's interesting about this is that he talks about all these figures that in his research, such as Opus Dei, such as the Bologna bombing, the involvement of these criminal organizations. And the only thing he leaves out is the name, because he wrote this prior to anyone knowing the name of Gladio. Well, it turns out that wasn't all conspiracy theory. It was true. PhD thesis. NATO's secret armies. It's all true. It was called Gladio. Operation Gladio. That's what Dr. Coleman's talking about. They just didn't know the name of the operation. They had all the information. And then, oh, turns out, yes, it was called Gladio. Now, we're not being run by right-wing Christians. Okay? This crazy conspiracy theory that, oh, it's the right-wing Christians running everything. No, no, no. It's not right-wing Christians. It's technocrats above any of these kind of ideologies, and they use ideologies to control people. And so the last plan that he says is that ultimately take control of education in America to promote all forms of sexual deviancy so that the Malthusian agenda of overpopulation and energy control and scarcity can be normalized. And here's the crux of it all. The overall agenda is the control of all energy and population, meaning not just getting the numbers down, but controlling and managing everything every day, all day long by everybody. Banning the cars, banning the stoves, euthanasia, death care, banning the meat, banning travel, banning families, banning men, Agenda 21, biodiversity, Wildlands Project, 15-Minute Cities, ESG. All of that is this plan, and it is rolling out right now. Be sure and support Alex Jones. Be sure and support me over at my website, jasonolsons.com, and on all the outlets that you see me on. So
do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.